we begin our service this evening, you'll see a number of occasions when the words Silent Night, Holy Night appear on the screen, and it's a responsive singing, so we would invite you to sing those two phrases with us underneath the lead singer.
Night. We are so very glad that we can all be here together. We hope that tonight is truly part of a Merry Christmas for each one of us as we celebrate Jesus born among us. For in this place on this night, we have the opportunity to hear and receive the gifts which our hearts truly long for, as we experience the gifts of hope, peace, joy, and love found in Jesus Christ. Christmas is such a wonderful time for us to stop and give thanks and realize how blessed we are. I talk with many people at this time of year who are busy preparing to give gifts to others. But tonight it is our hope that you may receive a gift as we realize God gives Jesus Christ to us. Whoever you are, wherever you come from, we warmly welcome you tonight. I invite you to take a deep breath, seriously. Imagine that above you is a starlit night. Each of us are part of the constellation of the human galaxy, and you are a part of this family. In this moment, be silent, for all is calm and all is bright. In this moment, let us be silent, for all is calm and all is bright.
Let your joy shine in the night.
So
let
your joy shine in the night.
And let
anniversary of the debut of Silent Night, Holy Night. During the 4 weeks of Advent, we have been experiencing the beautiful message of each verse of this beloved hymn. Tonight, for the first time since the series began, we will sing the whole song at the end of the service. There is something about Christmas Eve. It's hard to describe that something that many of us feel, and it is different for each one of us. The older we are, the more memories we accumulate, and the more complex the feeling becomes. Perhaps the tendency for reflection upon our lives and the presence or absence of loved ones on this night is why we love to hear, "All is calm, all is bright." On this night, we remember the promise of God that God would be Emmanuel, God with us forevermore.
Five candles for peace, joy, love, and hope, and one to represent the presence of God's light through Jesus Christ. This season, these candles have reminded us of the light of the star that shone over Bethlehem for all to see.
God with us, Emmanuel, we open ourselves to you this night, to become those who help to shine that light of Christ wherever we are, in our lives, our families, our communities, and our world. Please join us in the response. Fill us with your peace and light. Make the world so calm and bright. Thank you.
Hi there. And I'm glad you're going to be sitting back there, because you might want to get up on your knees, because I'm going to read from up here, and then you can see the pictures while I read, okay? Hi there. Have you ever heard of the poem, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas"? Okay, well, this one's called "'The Night Before Jesus," okay? And there's some really... Hi there, come on up. Okay, so... Can you see the pictures, everyone? Okay. 'Twas the night before Jesus, when all through the earth every creature was stirring for a new baby's birth. The people were looking straight up and down, to the left and the right, both in country and town. Oh, look at them. They're watching for him. Some faces were watching far out in the sky, believing God's son would be soon coming by. In Bethlehem, children were snug in their beds. You see any children snug in their beds? Okay. With dreams of olives and figs in their head. Sheep had just baaed their last sleepy bleat, and the shepherds were tired, weary, and beat. When up in the air there arose such a clatter, the shepherds saw angels and asked, "What's the matter?" They jumped to their feet and stood straight and tall, and they saw thousands of angels and heard angels call. It sounded like glory, looked bright as can be. It was hard to believe. It was so hard to see. When what to their wondering eyes did appear but glory around them, so loud and so near? It happened so sudden, it happened so quick. Was it real? Was it true? Or was it a trick? More rapid than eagles, the shepherds then came, found Mary and Joseph, and whispered his name. "It's Jesus, the Savior. Messiah, God's Son, Emmanuel, the Lord. He is all and each one." They fell to their knees, weighed down on the ground. How good to receive him, the one they had found. The shepherds saw Jesus. Oh, there he is. They almost did cry, for Jesus, their Savior, had surely come by. So straight up the hillside, their running feet flew with their eyes full of Jesus. Their hearts were like new. Is someone messing with something back there? Far away, wise men stood on some roof, searching the skies for biblical proof. Night after night, they hunted with care for a sign of God's love in some stars way up there. "There!" each one shouted, "out in the east." And they mounted with haste their two-humped beasts. What are two-humped beasts? Okay, thank you. One wise man with gold had a little round tummy. I don't see a round. Oh, there is a round tummy. The frankincense wise men smelled yummy, yum, yummy. The gift of rare myrrh had been packed in a tin. Would that be it? Yeah. For Jesus would need it when he was a man. They were soon filled with questions from head down to toe. You want to sit right here? Okay. They asked, "Where's the king? We truly must know." They traveled so long and traveled so far and followed their hearts and came to the star. Each face of the wise men was grim for a while. Then slowly, each cheek returned to a smile. They saw that God gave his son to the earth. They took up God's gift, putting theirs on the earth. There was no more to do. There was no more to say. This was God's world, and this was God's day. As the Christ child blinked slowly while turning his head, the wise men then knew they had nothing to dread. They spoke not a word as they headed for home. They were thankful to God that Christ Jesus had come. Christ was on earth, and old was like new. Now people could see what God could do. Every time you leave, you lose your spot, don't you? Come on over, Vivian. Right here. Okay. It's the night before Jesus, from ground to the sky, and Jesus the Savior will surely come by. So we know, and you know, that God is in sight. God's blessings to all, and to all a good night. That one's a little bit different, isn't it? Yeah. Well, so I want you to think about that, and I want you to remember this story. So I got something for you, because we've been talking a lot about stars. Thank you. Okay. So I've got a star for each of you to take with you. You can put it on your Christmas tree. All right? And it will remind you. Who did the star point to? To God, yep. It showed them how to find Jesus. So if you'd like a star, you can take a star and then go sit down. And thank you for coming up and listening to my story. And there's gold and there's silver. Okay. Thank you.
People choose their own way. During that day's cool evening breeze, they heard the sound of the Lord walking in the garden. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the Lord in the middle of the garden's trees. The Lord called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" The man replied, "I heard your sound in the garden. I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Did you eat from the tree which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman gave me. She gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate." The Lord said to the woman, "What had you done?" And the woman said, "The snake tricked me, and I ate."
Of redemption. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation, you have increased its joy. The joy before you, as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the trampling warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from his time onward and forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her.
Just manger.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth to Galilee, to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to register with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Angel's song. Nearby, shepherds were living in the fields, guarding their sheep at night. The Lord's angel stood before them. The Lord's glory shone around them, and they were terrified. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. Look, I bring good news to you. Wonderful, joyous news for all people. Your Savior is born today in David's city. He is Christ the Lord. This is a sign for you. You will find a newborn baby wrapped snugly and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great assembly of the heavenly forces was with the angel, praising God. They said, "Glory to God in heaven, and on earth peace among those whom God favors."
When the angels returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go right now to Bethlehem and see what's happened. Let's confirm what the Lord has revealed to us." They went quickly and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. When they saw this, they reported what they had been told about this child. Everyone who heard it was amazed at what the shepherds told them. Mary committed these things to memory and considered them carefully. The shepherds returned home, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. Everything happened just as they had been told.
Amen.
a star. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in the territory of Judea during the rule of King Herod, Magi came from the east to Jerusalem. They asked, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We've seen his star in the east, and we've come to honor him." When King Herod heard this, he was troubled, and everyone in Jerusalem was troubled with him. He gathered all the chief priests and the legal experts and asked them, "Where was the Christ to be born?" They said, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what the prophet wrote, 'You, Bethlehem, land of Judah, by no means are you the least among the rulers of Judah, because from you will come one who governs, who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called the Magi and found out from them the time when the star had first appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search carefully for the child. When you found him, report to me so that I too may go and honor him." When they heard the king, they went and looked. The star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stood over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with Mary, his mother. Falling on their knees, they honored him. Then they opened their treasure chests and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Because they were warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they went back to their own country by another route.
True light. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was with God in the beginning. Everything came into being through the Word, and without the Word, nothing came into being. What came into being through the Word was life, and the life was the light for all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness doesn't extinguish the light. The true light that shines on all people was coming into the world. The light was in the world, and the world came into being through the light. But the world didn't recognize the light. The light came to his own people, and his own people didn't welcome him. But those who did welcome him, those who believed in his name, he authorized to become God's children. Born not from blood, nor from human desire or passion, but born from God. The Word became flesh and made his home among us. We have seen his glory, glory like that of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
If you are the light of the world.
as did the shepherds, we come to see this new thing that God is doing. As did the Magi, we kneel before the Christ child. We are so grateful, so excited, so changed by the love of God and what God has shown us in the gift of Jesus Christ that we simply cannot walk away from here with our lives unchanged. The same God who chose to come to earth as a tiny baby invites us to shine the light of love into the world. Through our gifts this night, we have the opportunity to say thank you, to say yes to the life that we are given, to say glory to God in the highest heavens. And through our gifts, our voices are heard. Through our gifts, we proclaim God's love to all others. As was true that night, tonight is also a holy night. I invite our ushers to come and receive our offering. Pray together. God of promise and hope, receive our offering of time, talent, and treasure. We offer ourselves to you, knowing that you are the source of all good gifts. We pray that we would live each day and each moment as Jesus, whose coming calls us to preparation and reconciliation. Amen. You may be seated.
Ooh.
As we prepare to share the Lord's meal, and as we prepare to commune with God and with each other, let us take a moment of silence, of calm, in order to center our hearts, to let go of those things in our lives that we regret, asking God for peace and forgiveness. Know this. Already your world is a little bit calmer and brighter, having offered to God the bits of chaos clouding your life. Now the dark skies give way to beams of light illuminating your way. Move forward into God's future, forgiven and free. And let the people say, Amen. This is a mystical night. God with us has come to touch our world and our lives. God with us has come to bring us out of darkness into glorious light. God with us invites us to come to the table, believing in the promises that God fulfilled this night. Here we hear angels and see shepherds and are transformed by a baby. Come, for the light shines in the darkness. In the light we can clearly see the way to which Jesus calls us. Come and take in and take on the peace, the joy, the hope, and the love of Christ that is being reborn in us for us this very night. Here love is offered and love is found. In the sharing of the bread and the cup, here we find our journey's end is our beginning. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Holy God, in the beginning you called out, "Let there be light," just as your light of creation spread in response, so too does the light rise each day, offering us a new chance to make today a little brighter than yesterday. When we feel overcome or when we succumb to the dark night of our souls, you offer us a way back into the light of hope. And so we praise you, singing. We need a silent night.
We need your presence to be here. Give us the hope we need. We need a sweet sleep. We need a silent night.
A star appeared on a silent and holy night and brought with it your presence in the form of a baby. This holy infant, tender and mild, was a sign of new life, a sign of holy vulnerability, a sign of your presence taking on our flesh, our human form. This would be the light that showed forth the truth that all humanity is beloved and called us to care for each other as beloved. The bread and the cup. The grown Jesus gathered people around tables and showed them their radiance. Jesus gathers us around this table and says, "This bread and this cup are my life and light for you. And because I shine in you, let your light shine for the world." And so we offer ourselves in union with Christ's offering for us. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ has come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts of bread and the cup. Transform us into the light of your love and for all, and make us one in you. Thanks and praise be to you, the Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen. This blessing we ask in the name of Christ, who taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, because there is one loaf, we who are many are one, for we all partake in the body of Christ. The bread we break is a sharing in Christ. This cup over which we give thanks is sharing in the life of Christ. This is a feast that is prepared by God for all of the people of God. Love, joy, hope, peace, and light are the gifts that God gives to the people of God. In the United Methodist Church, all are invited to share in the bread and the cup. We celebrate open communion. All are invited to the Lord's table. The love and the grace of God is offered to everyone. Moms and dads, I don't know how you feel about this, but we invite children to take part in communion as well. If you don't want your child to do that, you can you make that decision yourself. When you come forward, the communion servers will offer you bread, and it asks just that you would hold your hands like this to receive the bread and then dip it in the cup and return to your seat by the side aisles. Eat and be filled with the gifts of God. You're invited to sing the first verse of some favorite hymns and carols as we commune. Those will be above us. I invite the servers to come forward, please. Come and eat and drink. And let this remind you how much Jesus loves you. And let this remind you how much Jesus loves you. Receive the bread of life. Thank you. people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who have lived in a land of deep darkness, on them a light has shined. Our Christmas journey has seen Mary and Joseph traveling to Bethlehem and the wonder of having their baby Jesus be born. We have seen shepherds celebrating. We have seen wise men following the star that led them to the baby of Bethlehem. We have seen them offering their gifts for the gift. We have journeyed with them in our time and given thanks for the precious gift of Jesus in our lives and in our world. Our journey doesn't stop here. Our journey doesn't stop at the manger any more than Jesus' life stopped there. But something is different. God's presence is more clearly seen. A light shines in the darkness to guide our way as we journey from here. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." We're now going to light our candles as a symbol of the light of Jesus, the light that shines in and through each one of us. I'm going to bring the light down from the center, down the center aisle. And when it's passed to you, do not tip the lit candle. Those that are unlit, you tip to receive the light.
Thank you.
Let your light so shine before other people that they may glorify God who is with us. Jesus is the light of the world who came to bring us abundant life. Wherever we let God enter our lives, light shines on our paths and our lives become abundant. As this light of Christ now shines, may the true love of Christ shine in each one of us. May we be a light for others as we seek to bring God's hope, peace, love, and joy to our world. Go with God. Go into this night. May the Spirit guide your way. Offer the light of Christ to all whom you greet. Like Christ, see God in all that you meet. Amen. Thank you.